I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network. This hour, how online shopping has made suckers of all of us. Will you pay more for those shoes before 7 p.m.? Would the price tag be different if you lived in the suburbs? Our guest this hour has written a very interesting piece. It goes way back to when we used to haggle for goods, and you know, whatever, how good we were at haggling determined the best kind of deal we might get on something that we were purchasing. But now he says you might be participating in a carefully designed social science experiment. And we'll talk about all of that in just one moment. So we also want to have a lot going on this hour. Let you know that we are also having our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Kyla Calvert-Mason. And you know, listeners like you are such an important part not only of our on-air experience, we love to hear from you, but also of our budget. And your gift takes just a few minutes of your time, and it keeps the Kathleen Dunn Show and all of the other wonderful programs you enjoy on WPR on the air. So invest in your future listening by donating now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Last hour, we heard from 20 listeners who just blew away our goal of reaching our matching grant of $1,500. So thank you so much to everyone who pledged. This hour, we're hoping to hear from 15 donors. These hourly goals are important. They help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussion going strong on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And, you know, 2017, give this year because you'll always remember you gave during our 100th anniversary. That's a big deal, 100 years of broadcasting. And this spring membership drive is a great time to celebrate with us. We'd give you cake if we could, but we don't have any here, but you can get cake and have a piece in honor of us. Support the programs that make your day with your centennial gift, and you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I think Wisconsin Public Radio has been around for a long time because we're committed to quality. You might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars, and we do get some funding from the federal government and some from the state, but we are committed to that quality because of you, because listener contributions make up the single largest source of our income, and we want to make sure that we are serving you, our listener, as well as we can.
How true. Your contribution really makes this program possible. You need to know that. It's your contribution and so many other programs as well. You are a part of the quality that you hear every day on WPR. When you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2555,
you first joined the WPR community as a listener, maybe even tuning in every day. And after a while, it's time to join the community as a donor. Funding the great programs that you rely on WPR is a group effort.
It certainly is. We do this together. We do it one pledge at a time and $1 at a time. And if you've never given before, you could start with a donation of $5 or $10 a month. It's very easy to set up. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is celebrating its centennial, and this drive is your chance to do something extra when you give to WPR. Support the programs you love right now, and you can help plant a centennial forest in Wisconsin. Ask to plant a tree when you donate $5 a month. Your gift will help preserve Wisconsin forests. Celebrate with us. Make a pledge. Help build a forest. It all starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Plant a tree. Ooh, that's a good one. Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Kyla Calvert-Mason is here with me in Milwaukee, and we are here to raise the money that keeps this station and this program on the air. I don't care what your pledge is. It might be $5 a month. It might be $50. It might be $100. We do appreciate, but we also really count on your gift.
And maybe you've already made a donation this year, or maybe you're a sustaining member, and we thank you so much for that support. But we will gladly accept your extra gift at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-2552. You'll help make this drive successful, and you'll support the programs you enjoy every day.
Kyla, we have 14 more pledges to go, and we have, I'm always bad at this, 45 minutes or so to get them. This does mark our 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's a wonderful milestone, and it's listeners like you that have made it all possible. Your gift ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on every day. So make your centennial gift now. How often can you do that? Once every 100 years. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this pledge drive, you can support the radio that you love and plant a tree in that centennial forest with your gift. Pledge now and grow a tree when you give $5 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you are not a sustainer, you may want to become one right now. It's very easy to set up convenient and ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Last hour, we heard from Liz in Eau Claire, who said that she was glad to see her gift go twice as far, excited that individuals volunteered to do a dollar-for-dollar match to support WPR, and we are excited about everyone who calls in and supports WPR this hour and every hour.
Absolutely. It's WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Thanks for all of your support, and we need you. I mean, we need you. That's what makes this whole thing hum. We need your support. All right, we're going to be talking about online shopping. I learned so much from this article that appeared in The Atlantic just recently, and the author of the piece is our guest this hour to talk about who's mining data about us, how you really go about getting the best deal possible. He takes us back to the days when people used to haggle for goods. Does it make a difference if somebody says $8.99 for a product rather than $9? Why do they do that? Does it make a difference? Is it wise marketing to do that? You think you're getting a deal on this? And we'll talk about all of these people, all of these economists who have been hired. Amazon has a website just for economists to join them so that they can figure out your buying habits and where they ought to price their goods. Jerry Uceem has covered business and economics for the New York Times, Fortune, and many other publications, and his recent piece for The Atlantic is How Online Shopping Makes Suckers of Us All. Jerry, hello. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
As you say, it is strange days in the world of pricing, which the more I looked into the subject, the stranger it seems.
I know. I couldn't believe all these people who were being hired like from places like Amazon to figure out this whole pricing thing. It's become a whole science, hasn't it?
It has become a science. And increasingly, and you're seeing this indirectly when you're going to your Amazon cart and the price of a good has changed since when you put it in there. It's an algorithm that's changing that. And really, if you look at this in the big picture, prices have been set three ways. The first way, for most of human history, was haggling.
Yeah.
You tried to get the most money the person was willing to spend. And then around sometime after the Civil War, with the rise of the mass retailers, Wanamaker's, Macy's, Marshall Field's, came the price tag, which was actually an invention and the notion that there is a set price. And what we're seeing now is, you could kind of say, the unsetting of price, the unsetting of the notion that there is a fixed price to begin with. And now the arbiter of the actual price being displayed is a computer algorithm, which are, as you say, often designed by economists that are joining high-tech enabled retailers to figure out sort of how to get shoppers to pay the very get the very last farthing they are willing to pay.
Let's go back to haggling for just a moment. Why is it that we still do haggling with buying cars?
Because there's such a big price, a big ticket item.
Oh.
It's the one area, and I think a few others, houses, we haggle over the price of houses.
Mm-hmm.
For almost everything else, it just sort of wasn't efficient to haggle. In fact, those early retailers for a while tried to train everyone on the floor how to haggle. And they found it just, it took like a lifetime to learn how to be a good haggler.
No, I hate doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
But in introducing this one price policy and the notion of the price tag, they found that customers loved it. They loved the peace of mind that they were not getting fleeced.
Mm-hmm.
And with it, and this is an issue now going forward, it became kind of a standard of fairness. Like, everyone is entitled to the same price. If my neighbor is getting a better price than me for some arbitrary reason, that's not right. And that's going to be one of the issues going forward as we see airlines raise and lower fares for each seat. We
right.
see all sorts of exotic things.
Yeah. How can we see this? I mean, this really, a lot of the things that you wrote about really jumped off the page for me, but how in the world can this happen? The price of a can of soda in a vending machine can vary with the temperature outside. Really?
Yes.
How?
They just have a thermometer sensor in there, and people who are thirstier are willing to pay more. And that's basically, you know, economists look in how much more does each degree rise make you that much more willing to pay? And I know on a really hot day and I'm outside, I'm willing to cough up some extra money to get that soda.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something we didn't see before largely because there just wasn't the technology to do it.
You start the article with talking about Christmas approaching. It's 2015, and the price of pumpkin pie spice went wild. Amazon's price for a one-ounce jar was either, and this is a huge variation, $4.49 or $8.99, depending on where you looked. What a difference. A year later, this is also astounding, the price was $3.36 or $4.69. How could that be?
So it's fascinating. Now, if there are several websites which can give you the charts of the price of a good on Amazon over time, and they look wild. They look like stock charts. In the case of pumpkin spice, I noticed, yes, as it neared the holidays, it started fluctuating between these two points. And Amazon wouldn't officially say what was going on there for sure, but sort of informed people who used to work there said what they're probably doing is testing different price points. How much does demand increase or fall off as we lower or raise the price? And that, in turn, will inform how they're going to set the price for the next time around.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about... So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it's a way in which they can, you know, setting the right price was, in the past, retailers kind of just... in art, kind of like dead reckoning, like an ancient sailor. Well, we know North America's somewhere that way. It just had this direction. But they had no actual maps of the coastline. And now the ability to do these kinds of tests, which economists are helping set up and control, and they're very complicated, is essentially kind of giving them a map to what is a price point or what is – not only is everyone as a whole willing to pay, but what are different groups willing to pay? And even down to the individual level, what do you personally, what's your walkaway point?
Is it possible to go online now? I don't know if there's a site. You can all save us a lot of money if there is such a site, or a couple sites where you can go and something will immediately check all the available prices online for all of the different sites and find for you what's the least expensive.
Yes, there's a bunch of price aggregator sites out there, and these can be helpful. One caveat is that a lot of retailers notice if you are linking to them from a price aggregator website. And this tells them that you are probably a bargain hunter. And this will probably actually give you a cheaper price. In fact, if you spend a lot of time on luxury sites, if you click over from from Tiffany's or something, they're likely to give you a more expensive price in some cases. But some of these sites, yeah, I mean, are useful. I tried one. It's got a very weird name. Camel.
Camel.
Yes. There's other services out there with names like Price Zombie, Slick Deals. And they'll go even further and show you not what's the best deal right now. You can put a watch for it because, say, you can basically say, alert me when the price of pumpkin spice or this pair of sneakers or the stereo equipment drops below a certain point. And then I buy it because, like you say, some of these differences are huge.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you paid for yesterday, you can see online again the next day for three times the price or one third the price. And that's, mm-hmm. it's sort of for shoppers. I mean, that's, this is new territory.
Yeah, the whole thing is new territory. What
yeah.
about this price? You mentioned this guy in California who was buying patio furniture of some kind, and he went to a place called Overstock.com. I've never shopped on that, but I've seen it before pop up here and there. He got $499. It was listed at $999. I'm not sure who listed that. Tell me about that. He gets it home. He discovers that Walmart's normal price was $247. So Overstock refunded him the cost of the furniture. Was it false advertising? Do you have recourse as a consumer? And why was there such a huge variation here?
Well, this was actually kind of a seminal case. This guy, I think his name was Mark Essenberger. He had found on Overstock.com this patio set. I think he bought two of them, actually. He was unpacking them. And the actual price tag, I think it had, that had been the Walmart price, was accidentally left on the packaging.
Oh.
And he realized, he thought he had got this great deal.
Yeah.
And we could all kind of relate to this guy. The moment you realize, I've not gotten a great deal. In fact, that price was available right then on Amazon for what he paid, what was it, $449, he could get for $247. And that lawsuit, which a bunch of attorneys in the state of California brought, turned up a lot of interesting emails from within retailers like Overstock, which basically said this whole notion of list price, manufacturer suggested retail price, are bunk. They are meaningless. In fact, it might be more accurate to call them retailers suggested price, because there was another set of emails unearthed showing that retailers are often urging manufacturers to raise their prices, their list prices,
right,
so that they can offer right. a bigger discount sale, because we love getting discounts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love a good deal. Our guest this hour is Jerry Useem. He's covered business and economics for a number of publications. His latest piece is in The Atlantic, and it is titled How Online Shopping Makes Suckers of Us All. We're going to welcome phone calls for him. I'm sure many of you have experience with this kind of shopping and deals, where you find them and how you may be getting ripped off, or you may be finding terrific deals. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. This is the Ideas Network. We're in a spring membership drive, and it's your support that is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. I'm Kathleen Dunn. We'll get back to our guest and talk about shopping and what's happening online in just a moment. First, Kyla Calvert-Mason is with me, and she's here, and I'm here to encourage you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 at this very moment to make your gift in support of all of the programs that you count on.
We are looking for 12 more pledges in the next 34 minutes to stay on track this hour toward our goal of 15 pledges. Your support keeps WPR strong, and it helps pay for the Kathleen Dunn Show. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is a very big birthday for us. For 100 years, we've been around, and you have been the compass that guide our work. Together, we become leaders in public radio, and nearly 500,000 people rely on the trusted news, the engaging conversation that connects us every day.
Our commitment to this access is steadfast, and we know it's important to keep innovating and growing. Your engagement is essential to that. From listening to making a gift of financial support, you are what makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. So celebrate this milestone with us and invest in your future WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 952-552.
And you might be thinking, what could I do to play a larger role as a supporter? Well, the 9XM Leadership Circle is a growing group of listeners who contribute $100 a month or more to support WPR programs.
Leadership Circle members want to make sure Wisconsin Public Radio programming is here today, tomorrow, and well into the future. So increase your support of WPR. Join the 9XM Leadership Circle today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I figured it was important for me to become a sustaining member because I needed to give back. I really enjoy the programs here. I get to hear it every day, and I figured there's buy-in when I'm a sustainer. I enjoy driving to work, leaving work, being at home, even going to bed listening to WPR. Most media that you hear now, most programs don't have that objectivity that WPR offers. I enjoy all the shows, and I figure you gotta let your money talk. I'm Eben from Appleton, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can do so at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Kyla Calvert-Mason is with me here in Milwaukee. We're asking for your support of WPR. It's our spring membership drive. Your gift might be $10 a month. Maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you would like to give us, we thank you for it.
A gift to Wisconsin Public Radio is like a gift to your entire community. You enjoy this radio station, and so do many others who, you know, might not be able to contribute right now.
Absolutely. So make your pledge and the pledge for maybe somebody else right now, and you do it for the entire community. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We have 11 more pledges to go and 31 minutes to get them, so I'm confident that you can get us there. 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 gives us a strong start for the next 100 years.
And this pledge drive, do more with your gift for WPR. I think this is really a good thing. You can ask to plant a tree, and the trees will be around hundreds of years from now. Isn't that a great thing? Mm-hmm. It's a gift when you give $5 a month. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
If you're already a sustaining member, we thank you for your support. And make today the day you increase your support of Wisconsin Public Radio by maybe $5 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
John from Madison says, and this kind of summarizes it, I love WPR. I listen every day. There you go.
Well, thank you, John. Join John. Your pledge right now is so important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you for
thank
that
you.
Support.
Yeah, thanks ever so much. And we need you. I mean, we need you. Well, we return to our conversation of how online shopping makes suckers of us all. Our online number here, and we'd like to hear from you about your experiences online shopping and how you find great deals, and if you feel that your buying habits have been scrutinized by others a little bit too carefully and you wonder who's looking at those. We're getting answers to that as well. Jerry Useem is our guest, has a piece in the current Atlantic, and we go first to Kathy in Sand Creek for a call for you. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi.
I hate going shopping, so I thought I'd do my online shopping for my mother-in-law's dress, or mother of the bride's dress online. And I loved the dress, so I sent the link to all my friends to get their opinion.
Right.
And so they all looked at it, and the next time I went to put it in my cart, it had gone up. $10.
Oh, no.
So that was so, I mean, it was kind of funny, but it, a word of warning, it just, it, you know, make a copy of it, send it around instead of doing that, because I think that interest made it, you know, what people thought.
Unbelievable, oh, right.
Right.
Did you buy the dress, Kathy?
Yeah, I bought it
you
anyway.
You did buy it. Even though it was $10 more.
Even though it was $10 Hello. More. But it was just like, oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. They obviously were seeing the interest.
Yeah. You know, I did a similar thing for a dress for a wedding, too. It was an important wedding in our family. And I ordered two of them, thinking I would return one. And the first one I got was a used dress. It was used. I mean, I don't mind. I go to resale things all the time.
Right.
But I thought I was buying a new dress, and it wasn't. So what the heck happened with that, Jerry? And listen to Kathy's story. I'm sure that's common.
Well, actually, I have a question for Kathy, which is, how did it make you feel, the fact that the price moved?
I felt kind of like a chump.
Yeah, right.
And because I bought it, that was even worse. But I just, you know, it was like, oh, God, I just want to get it over with, and I'm going to buy it. But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, what can you do?
Different people shop differently.
But it was a word of warning.
Yeah, it's a good,
you know,
that's
don't
really
do it that way. You know, cut and paste it and send it to people. Don't send a link.
Right, yeah.
That's a great piece of advice.
It's a good message.
Well, it's interesting, just Kathy's reaction, too, because, I mean, there's a certain type of shopper that loves all this movement that's going on. It's new. It's a whole new field to go bargain hunting in. For people like me and maybe Kathy, it's just sort of unsettling. I think we might miss the concept of prices as a fixed thing, where we could say, how much is a dress? And there's an answer. It costs this much. Mm-hmm. That it's this ever-moving thing.
How much time do we spend looking for a bargain online? Is it not worth our time because it costs us so much per hour if we're spending an hour looking around for the best deal?
There's an economist who went to work at eBay and used the data there to try to answer that question. And he came up with the estimate. It's about $15 an hour is what we save for each hour spent comparison shopping. And in the bigger picture, you know, online shopping, the lion's share of the gains from it have gone to consumers. We know this from the fact that retailers are not making money. In fact, they're going out of businesses in droves. Part of that is pressure from Amazon, but Amazon itself is not making very much money. So this is not to say that you're going to be fleeced by shopping online. It's just that retailers are now literally looking at possible extinction and are kind of taking the next step and saying, we can need to figure out a way. Consumers, and this is sort of how talking to retailers, how they think about it. They think like consumers have basically become too powerful. We can walk into a store, we have our cell phone, we can see the price instantly. Elsewhere, we go showrooming at Best Buy. I was at a local shoe store recently and the salesperson complained that someone had literally tried on shoes there and then right in front of her bought the shoes on Amazon.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh.
So this, in a way, is sort of, you know, the word price transparency, that we can know the price of anything, anytime, anywhere, has given us, the consumers, a lot of power. And now the retailers are trying to kind of find tricky ways to regain the upper hand.
Mm. Do you really think that retailers are facing extinction?
Well, I mean, the number of bankruptcies, I mean, this year, the Limited declare bankruptcy, last year Sports Authority, year before Radio Shack. I mean, we already had Circuit City, Borders, Blockbusters. And then the list of retailers closing stores is just endless. Macy's, Penny's, GameStop, American Apparel, goodness. Staples is closing 70 stores, CVS even. So it is really sort of panic times in the retail sector.
That's terrible. That'll change the face of America, don't you think?
I think so, you know, and, you know, I don't get into this in the article, but it sort of raises the question, like, there is, I think, going to be, a certain loss to, if we don't have storefronts, you can't walk in and eyeball the merchandise or try on the shoes, that it may be sort of our love of discounts is just so great.
Yeah, and not having to go to the store.
Yeah, that we'll end up kind of cheating ourselves of some of the things we like about life in America, which is the ability to go to the market and see stuff, touch it.
This was an interesting thing that you talked about in the article. The cost of cashmere sweaters from Inner Mongolia dropped. So there was a site where you could go. Sweaters are now costing less to make. And in an idea of radical transparency, consumers had three choices of what to pay. Who came up with that idea, and what did people pay?
This is really interesting. This is a company. It's a clothes. They make clothes and they sell them online called Everlane. And I called them and asked them, what is this about? Is this like somehow the ultimate pricing trick to fake us out? And their answer was actually the opposite, that they and there's some other companies like them are wagering that basically shoppers are going to get sick of all the tricks, the constant, the never-ending discounts, the never-ending sales, the 20% off, 50% off, 10%, and are going the opposite direction and just telling their customers, here's how much it costs to actually make the sweater. The reason it's $25 cheaper is, well, it costs us about $25 less to get the cashmere to make the cashmere sweater. So they call it radical transparency. And, you know, that is one potential way, direction that things could head, which is just sort of a more honest, getting away from the gamesmanship on both sides, sort of both sides sort of disarming.
Do most of us want to be fair with living wage for the people who are making the sweater?
Yes, and they make a big point of, you know, on their website of showing how you know sweaters are made by people, and here's you know what you're paying is paying their salaries, and so that they want you to. I guess prices seem to be getting ever more disconnected from reality, and they're trying to kind of reconnect it. No, there's reality here. There's people on the other side of this equation, and they're hoping that this will, that some shoppers will say, you know what? This is a fair price. This is a fair price. It may not be the absolute cheapest price, but it's a fair price, and I want to buy, and it's quality stuff, and I want to buy it. And we'll see whether that's going, that those kinds of experiments will work or not. We don't know.
Yeah. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655, and we'd love very much to hear your experiences. And let's take one more phone call, and it is Colleen in Green Bay. Hi, Colleen.
Hi. Just calling, an interesting thing that happened to me last fall. I had bought something online from a major retailer. I had paid for it, bought it, and a day after I had purchased the item online, the major retailer emailed me and said that they had accidentally listed the price too low and that they were canceling my order.
Oh my gosh.
Because of it.
Oh
but
gosh.
Because I listened to Wisconsin Public Radio and Larry Mueller, who has a lady from the state of Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, I contacted DATCAP, the agency. They investigated and intervened on my behalf and told the retailer they had broken Wisconsin state law when it came to selling products, and actually got me to that price. They confronted the retailer for me. So just an interesting story, and thank you
wow.
to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you, Colleen, for the story.
First
That's
of all, good,
great.
Good for you. And I say that especially because, you know, companies now that machines are making so many of the decisions, they have this automatic excuse of saying, well, it was a machine error. There was an algorithmic error. Sort of, it's an ability to dodge blame, and I like the fact that Colleen actually got refund. No, you can't do that. If you list a price, you have to sell it at that price.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a case in point. We are good for you, and you are good for us. Our latest pledge theme motto, huh? Our phone number is 800-486-8655, and we'll take more phone calls and hear more from our guest who's written a piece in The Atlantic. Jerry Useem is with us, and the piece is Online Shopping, How Online Shopping Makes Suckers of Us All. Great to hear from you, Colleen. That was a wonderful story. This is the Ideas Network. This is Wisconsin Public Radio's Spring Membership Drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Kyla Calvert-Mason, and you know that you rely on us for all of these discussions. They're so informative, and we rely on you to participate in these discussions and to keep these kinds of discussions on the air. So your gift right now of any amount really makes a difference to us. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 7 more pledges in the next 17 minutes to reach our goal of 15 pledges for this hour. So make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day. day. Your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really does make a difference.
And you can make your pledge even easier for yourself when you become a sustainer. Choose a monthly amount that's a good amount for you. It might be $5 or $10 a month, and then you have it charged from your bank account or your credit card.
When you're a sustainer, your monthly gift will continue year after year, so your support is always current. You don't have to worry about remembering to renew every year. You can become a sustainer now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's the most efficient and powerful way you can give.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I blew my $8 on this cable. I've got another cable just sitting around the house doing nothing.
Postage to send a care package to my son in Texas that was outrageously expensive.
It might have been dryer sheets on Amazon.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, that's WPR.org, 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during our spring membership drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Kyla Calvert-Mason, and we're here simply to ask for your support of WPR. You might give us $10 a month or $15, maybe more than that. We thank you for whatever you can give.
Join your friends and neighbors who believe in the value of WPR and believe in supporting it. It takes the support of everyone who listens to make Wisconsin Public Radio as good as it can be.
When you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you will be doing your part to make sure that the news and information you need is here every single day.
We are looking for 7 more pledges.
Let's get them.
In 14, almost 15 more minutes, so we have a little bit more time. Don't let that stop you from making your call right away. 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's listeners like you who make it all possible. Your gift today ensures a bright future for the programs that you rely on every day. So make your centennial gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can also ask, I really love this idea, to plant a tree as your gift. If you pledge now and grow a tree, you can do that by giving $5 a month or more. Isn't that a nice thing?
Yes.
Yeah, plant a tree. I love this. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy and convenient to set up. There'll be ongoing monthly contributions that come directly out of your bank account or are charged to your credit card. You can set that up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you ever so much. Let's get those 7 more pledges so we can make our goal this hour, and we can all celebrate together. It's our birthday, so help us celebrate our birthday by giving us a donation, right? Give cash for our birthday. That'd be really nice.
It's a time-honored gift.
Absolutely. 888-202-2552 is the number, and thank you very much. We are continuing. We're talking this hour with Jerry Useem, and he wrote a piece in The Atlantic, How Online Shopping Makes Suckers of Us All. Let's go to Michelle in Milwaukee, our next caller. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. I would just like to share a quick story that happened last week. I bought a Star Wars Folded Flyers book from QVC for $27.12 and $5.50 for shipping, which I thought was a good deal. It looked pretty cool. And when I got it, I was thrilled at the front of it. And I just happened to flip it over because it was encased in clear cellophane. And it had one of those pricing marks, U.S., 1999, Canada, whatever. So I did call QVC customer service, and she said, well, you can send it back. I said, fine. And she said, you'll be charged even more at 6 and some change just to send it back. I said, I'm not paying that return shipping. Mm-hmm. This is a fraudulent price. And I had also checked on Amazon. It was $19.99.
Ooh.
So they said, and I told them that I would contact the Better Business Bureau and State Attorney General's office in the state of Pennsylvania, where they're located. So I'm composing a letter. I'm going to return it tomorrow, composing a letter, and you know, hopefully they'll give me back the what I paid for shipping.
But so you are paying the shipping to send it back?
They just, whatever your credit is, they apparently deduct $6
from
change.
I see.
From price, yeah.
Yeah. Jerry, how do you handle something like this?
I am not sure. This is a good question. And actually, this is, I was speaking to Bonnie Patton. She's the executive director of truthinadvertising.org. And first of all, she tells me that there's a wave of class action suits, mostly in the state of California, where they have very stringent consumer protection laws, but alleging just this sort of things, fraudulent pricing, misrepresenting that the normal price, giving a list price that no one anywhere actually ever paid for, and it kind of tricking us into thinking we're getting a deal that no one else got, but in fact, we're maybe paying more than anyone else paid. So there's these lawsuits going on. Unfortunately, there's just not a lot of, you know, the federal guidelines on what constitute fraudulent pricing are really, really vague, and they're just not being enforced very much.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, Michelle probably did the right thing and just sort of, you have to handle it on kind of a one case-by-case basis. And maybe there will be some legal breakthrough. It is, retailers are getting, these cases are making retailers nervous. In fact, Amazon has dropped any reference to list price, or most reference to list price, or prices that could be construed as fraudulent or made up. I think, yeah, just hold the retailer accountable.
Yeah, thanks very much for the call. Tell me about these. There was a whole website you wrote in the article that Amazon has that's looking for economists, and there are really hotshot economists from prestigious schools in this country who've gone to work for some of these places like Amazon. What are they looking at? Why are they hiring so many of these people?
I mean, it's really interesting. In the past, economists who went to work in industry, it's like maybe you did that as a, you really wanted to be at a university. And I talked to an economist I know, and he said, no, these guys going to Amazon and places like that, these are some of the top men and women in the field right now. And
really?
They're going, yes, and they're very tight-lipped about what they're actually doing. But what economists, among other things, are good at is working with, they have all this data on their servers, on the retail servers. Economists are very good at working and figuring out what is the data telling us and what is it not telling us. Like the data can seem to tell us that, oh, we sell a lot of, we should discount flags on the 4th of July because look, like we discounted it last year and we sold a lot of flags. And economists will come in and say, well, that's because you discounted it last year, and so we don't know if the discount is working or not. And they construct these really elaborate models that that the retailers can turn into actual price strategies. And what they're really good at, there's this whole field of behavioral economics, which sort of gets at all the kind of ways we're sort of predictably irrational. And they're really good ways of, for instance, there's a famous study showing that there's a coat, there's a coat on sale for $125. You can drive 10 minutes to get $10 off it. There's a calculator on sale. You can drive the same amount of time to get $10 off it. And the vast majority of people say they would make the drive for the calculator, but not the coat.
Hmm.
Now, strictly speaking, that's not actually rational because in both cases, the savings is $10. But economists are sort of the masters of taking these sort of experimental findings and then turning them into kind of price strategies that make us feel like we're getting a good deal. You know? Because there's a lot of times where it's a good deal is, as they look at it, is sort of a feeling. And there's ways that they're also very aware we have limited attention span as a consumer. If we made every purchase like a math problem, we'd spend all day in the store. We'd never get home to make dinner. And so they're very good at, say, like picking out, here are products, eggs, milk. People know the price of these. We have to keep these. Then they're very good at saying, on these other items, people are not likely to know their price, and therefore we can let the price of those drift up. So in one case, Amazon, you know, did a thing where they were selling a Samsung TV, which they discounted massively on Black Friday a couple of years ago. At the same time, they hiked the price of the HDMI cables that you'd need to set up such a TV. A huge amount. But they know that we don't comparison shop HDMI cables.
Right.
We don't pay attention.
Yeah. Well, you can pay attention to all of this and read more about it at Jerry's column, which we have on our Facebook page, if you'd like to go there. Jerry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Jerry Useem and the pieces in The Atlantic. Our Facebook page is The Kathleen Dunn Show, and we'll have all of it posted there. Thanks for your calls about your what's happening with you with online shopping. This is Wisconsin Public Radio's Spring Membership Drive. We have a busy hour. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Kyla Calvert-Mason, and we're here the last few minutes of this show to ask for your support for all the programs that you rely on. Make your gift now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift helps pay for the programs that you depend on. To reach our goal of 15 pledges this hour, we're looking for 6 more pledges in the next 5 minutes, so all of you procrastinators can make your donation right now. Support the programs you enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We cover so many different topics on this show, shopping online and the intricacies of that, the first 100 days of 2 administrations, the first hour of the show. Every day it's just something new and I find very interesting. So please take a few minutes to make this hour and all of the future conversations possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you. Make your pledge, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And a great way to share your passion for WPR is to become a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle with a pledge of $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year or more. We rely on member support, your support, to make great radio.
And gifts of $100 a month are important for our future. Help us stay alive and strong and growing with your leadership gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
2017 marks WPR's first 100 years of broadcasting. And even though some of your favorite shows weren't around in 1917, what if they were?
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, with President Woodrow Wilson's second term looming, we'll check in on what this could mean for the temperance movement.
We'll talk to a UW professor about the passing of Buffalo Bill Cody and the legacy he left behind.
And for Food Friday, we sample the hottest new food invention, marshmallow fluff.
That's a fad that's not going to catch on. It's all coming up tomorrow here on Central Time.
Okay, so maybe Central Time wasn't around to cover 1917, but we've been through a lot in our first 100 years, and it's all thanks to listeners like you. Here's to the next century of broadcasting. Help build our future now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We're looking for 6 more pledges to meet our goal this hour. So they're important to meet. We ask you to give right now. Your pledge might be $5 a month or $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gifts.
Wisconsin Public Radio works on the honor system. You don't have to pay for it, but when you do choose to support it, you make all of the WPR programs that you enjoy possible. So how about a pledge right now of $10 a month?
You decide the amount, $10 a month, $20, whatever And then you go to WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Maybe you're wondering, how much should I give? And the thing is, that's up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into great programs. Programs that'll keep you informed and entertained all year long.
Make your pledge in any amount right now. It's WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552. And when you do, you play a really essential part in funding the programs that you count on.
That's right. We have six pledges to go and about two more minutes to get them. So make 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. Make your gift now to celebrate that centennial at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Give us a strong start to the next 100 years.
And you can ask to plant a tree in our centennial forest as your gift. What a great thing to do when you give $5 a month. It's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I can't imagine a single day without listening to WPR. Jeffrey from Horicon says, thank you, Jeffrey, and thanks for all of your pledges. Kyla, thank you very much. What's the number again?
It is 888-202-2552, or you can go to WPR.org. And thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you. Thanks to Chris Molina for producing this hour and Gretchen Brown on air production.